Within days of the low-key, unofficial home rule launch just before the March 4th election, opponents started voicing concerns. Community activists, education leaders, and Dallas school board members simply did not trust home rule backers. DISD trustee Carla Ranger said they weren't open or cooperative with the board.
If people wanted to work with us, to talk with us about this, it would have happened long before Friday night when we got a letter after 9 or 10 o'clock. This group appears to be going on with whatever they want to do.
Ranger said Support Our Public Schools, also known as SOPS, just appeared. Then it launched its effort to gather 25,000 signatures. That would force the school board to appoint a commission to write a new charter. That charter would still include a school board, but not necessarily an elected one. It could be appointed, and that possibility worries a lot of people, including former Dallas City Councilwoman Diane Ragsdale. She helped fight for minority representation in Dallas.
A governing board that is appointed or anointed flies in the face of our struggle for single-member districts. Such a board violates one person, one vote.
Home rule supporters, including Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, say they don't want to eliminate an elected board, but there's no guarantee. Melinda Fagan, an attorney and PTA mom, also wants financial transparency from Support Our Public Schools.
When they set up SOPS as a 501c4, it enabled them to hide their identity and come forward only willingly. And there's really going to be no way to follow the money back to who the backers are of SOPS because of the way they set themselves up.
SOPS is paying people to gather signatures and its hired PR firm, Allen Media. But it hasn't disclosed a budget. Its only named funder is John Arnold. The DISD graduate became a hedge fund billionaire in Houston and gave money to the effort through his nonprofit. Business ties among all leaders backing home rule bothers former educator and state representative Harriet Earhart. She dislikes what she calls a know-it-all attitude.
I know what's best for you. I'm here and I'm going to tell you what you need to do.
Earhart says business executives know how to fix some things, but not public schools. Leave Mayor Mike Rawlings to Pizza Hut, she says, but leave public education alone.
Public schools are about educating children. They're not about saving money. They're not about closing schools because they're not productive financially. They're about educating boys and girls, and that's very different from selling pizzas.
Rena Honey leads the largest Dallas teacher group, the Alliance AFT, at a rally against home rule. She feared the effort might wipe out state-mandated teacher rights and contracts.
That kind of top-down approach undermines our ability to maintain a school system with educators who are well-prepared, well-supported, and who have been given the time and trust needed to build relationships with the students, the parents, and the community.
These fears may or may not come to pass, but nothing's been written yet. There is common ground between the two sides. Both agree more improvement is needed in the Dallas school system. But those opposed to home rule asked school officials what the effort would do to fix the ISD that isn't already being tried. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.